Welcome back, everybody. It's the final hour of this week's episode of Swan Song Stories, aka Prison Break. What did you say, 216? Season 217 of Prison Break? So your friend, 2112, has been carted off. And several hours pass, and when normally Mr. Sakarian would be brought back, nobody comes. 2112 does not come back. Eventually you go and you get your meal. That's done. You get your yard time. That's done. The day comes to an end and he's still not returned to you. They turn off all the lights.
Yeah. I think a little bit before that though, it hits a situation where, so like there's the time, because again, it became such a routine where it's like, okay, he should have come back and he doesn't. That's when like the eyebrow raises, and then I give it like an hour, 2 hours, and I start pacing. And eventually I go to the guards and I'm like hi, you know, my comrade was taken back there. He should have been returned to us. Do you have any information? He says Japanese.
Yeah, the guard just stands, like, kind of staring.
May I speak to a commanding officer? We have had a fairly good rapport here. I'd like to maintain this level, although the exercise bike has remained anonymous at this point in time. So,
he looks down at you and he says in Japanese, he says, return to your bunk.
Okay, so Karen kind of looks at him, takes a mental picture, and is like, okay. But in his head, he says, I'm going to kill you first, probably.
Excellent.
He doesn't sleep that night. He's sitting there because I guess are we bunked in a similar location?
Yeah, you're in like blocks basically.
Okay. Yeah, he stays up all night waiting for him to come back.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I think the next day, there are these like screens that are up in the mess hall, and normally they just display like repeat propaganda, like, you know, the war will be over soon and you will be released and be under the care of the new government and everything is going to be great on Oninsa, and, you know, like talking about like how things are going to change and like how your time here will be considered and your behavior here will be considered in finding you a place in the new society. Today you all sit down and like this is continuing. All these screens like flicker and then switch to a shot of, you see 2112, and he's kneeling on like a concrete floor, and there's a like a circular metal grate in front of him, and you can see standing behind him a little bit a guy. You can see him just from like a person from like the shoulders down. You can't see his face. He's wearing like just plain like officer's clothes, but he's got a katana like in his belt. Mostly officers carry them. And he looks nervous. He has his hands like tied in front of him. And someone in Japanese says off screen, says, say it. And he like looks at the camera. And in English, My name is Aaron Sanderson. I'm a mercenary in the employ of the Fotenhauer Society. I'm a prisoner of the Royal Colonial Force of Oninsa. I have been, and he like pauses, you can see him stutter, and the voice off screen again says, say it. And he says, I and my fellow soldiers have not been forthcoming with tactical information that would have prevented this. And he like turns off screen and he's like, I said it, please. And the voice is like, quiet. And he's like stuttering and like trying to talk. And the dude behind him draws his katana and in one swipe just takes the dude's head off. And yeah.
Did he have to roll forward at him?
What's that? No, he didn't have to roll. Yeah, he misses. Hits himself in the leg.
Oh, shit. The whole
God damn it.
the whole prison burns down. So yeah, so he just like brings the sword down. It goes in one swoop right through 2112's neck. And then his body like tumbles forward, and the camera doesn't move. We just see the dude with the katana like flick the blood off of it and then slide it back in. And then the screens flicker and go back to the like propaganda message. And it's like the royal family's like kind of cutesy, like invading force mascot. And he's just like singing a song about like how great everything will be in the future. you've heard this over and over and over. Like they play it like a dozen times a day. Yeah, he's a little anthropomorphized spaceship, and he's like marching back and forth, being like,
"You love your mascots, Adam.
Yeah, everything will be great." Yeah, and I think there's like a quiet in the mess hall that like kind of follows after that.
I kind of immediately glance at PK.
I think she's just like staring at her like plate.
Oh, okay.
Just stone face.
I just kind of keep my eye on her.
Okay. I think she notices you like looking at her, and she looks over and she's like, looks at you and says, "What? You think I give a fuck about him?
God, I just thought maybe you need a new fuck buddy or something."
She snaps the fork that she's holding. She's got like a little spork, and it's like it snaps off in her hand.
I just said, "No, it's all right. It's all right."
Skarian, Fugazi, are you saying anything or doing anything?
Skarian's like looking at he's just very angry, but he's not like visibly disturbed or anything like that. He just kind of looks at the screen a little bit longer, lingering, then looks kind of straight ahead and is thinking.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just under my breath like, stupid bullshit.
I mouth the words to PK like our time will come.
Okay. So you finish your meal, if you eat or not, it's up to you. You go back to your little like cell block area, and you see that someone has placed an object in your like bunk area. It's
what's in the box.
It's not even in a box. It's just sitting there. It's an exercise bike.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just sitting in the middle of your little like cell area.
Was it worth it?
Yeah. He's lost his humor about it. He just kind of sits on his bunk and is still just thinking. Looks disturbed.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think the rest of the day like passes quietly. Nobody says anything. Just like every day preceding it, you wake up in the morning at the same time.
And has the squirrel been around?
El Tigre? Yeah. No, he doesn't just like come by, but you can find him. He's easy to find.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would put a message out to him that I want to talk to him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the prison population is small enough that you can just kind of like be like, "Hey, let's have a conversation." You can find him. Where do you want to talk to him?
Where?
Yeah, like in an isolated place, or do you want him to just like come up and meet you at the table for breakfast? Like,
I know where we could have just a conversation. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need it to be like, you know, inmates all, talk to each other. It's not
all secret. Okay.
While that's happening, by the way, I'd like to analyze the bike for a potential tank I can break off of it or something like that.
Okay, sure. Make a tech, post-tech roll, I guess.
Prison tech roll?
Prison tech?
Yeah. Prison tech.
Make a post-tech roll.
Post-tech, let's see here.
Yeah.
What is that even? Where? Oh, it's right here.
Yeah, it's on the right side under tech.
You have a +5 in that, right?
All those time, there's like combat prison, culture prison.
Yeah.
Wait, where?
World prison. What's that?
Oh, there's test. Okay, I got a 0 in it, so, or nothing in it, rather. So a -1 then?
Yeah, it'll automatically manage that if you just use the macro.
I don't. I'm old school. I got it.
Doing it old school. Okay.
I like to type things out, Adam. I want robots to do it.
So the bike, yeah, it looks like it was like 3D printed from like one, basically one sort of seamless piece of plastic. You could try to like break, there's several like long
pieces. Whoa, I got an 8. What are you doing?
I'm telling you about the bike. You could break off like pieces of it, but you don't know how they'll break, whether they'll crumble or they'll like snap off.
Should I make a quick Adam's bullshit roll here too? Or
what? It's not, you asked me what you could tell about the bike, and that's what it is.
Well, I meant analyze it for a with an 8, you're saying I could-ish,
You might be able to. You don't know how long the wet, like, it would last or whatever, but you could break off a like, handlebar or something and maybe try to stab somebody with it, yeah?
Yeah, I'll attempt to. You want me to roll?
No, I mean, I think you can bust a piece off of it. Are you trying to do it, like, without anyone noticing?
Well, I would do it at night or something like that, yeah. I mean, I'm
okay. Yeah, like that's
yelling down the canal, like, I'm making a shank or something like that.
Yeah, let me turn this into a bike. Okay, so you can do that. You'll do it at you can do it at night. And during the day, let's see what Fugazi and El Tigre get up to. So you organize a chance to talk with El Tigre, and I think that he, when he comes up to you, he's kind of like got kind of like a serious look on his face, and he says. Man, I'm so sorry. That was fucked up.
What are you talking about?
It's like the what happened yesterday in the mess.
Don't worry about it.
It's like, all right.
I mean, you've been in here for what, 63 days now? You know what kind of shit happens in here. I don't need to tell you that. Listen, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what you can get me.
He's like, all right, business. Okay. Yeah. What do you need?
All right, listen. And I pull out a piece of paper that I've like charcoaled, scratched.
Rolled up piece of toilet paper. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 5 Laz patches. And then, like, a list of 3 things. That would be, like, medical, you know, various medical thing.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. He looks at it, and he's like, I mean, I could try. Yeah. This isn't the normal stuff. Like, you want, like, smokes or whatever.
Well, that's, I don't trust any of the shit that you probably get in here. I do it myself.
It's like, all right. I mean, I can see what I can do. Like, we don't exactly get, you know, conjugal visits or shit, but I could maybe see if we can get somebody to hook some over the wall. I got my ways. Let me work this out. He looks at me, he looks back at you, and he's like, I mean, I hate to say this after everything that happened to your friend and stuff, but like, I'm not a charity. You know, I gotta get paid. You got something in trade, or people on the outside get me paid? What's up?
Yeah, so about that, I don't, you know, really have any money on me. And look, Mr. S says we're going to get out of here, so we're going to get out of here. So I can come back and chuck some creds over the wall just the same way you get it in. I'll come visit you, whatever I got to do.
He's like, I don't know, man. Why don't you make a persuade check?
Sure, I'll give it a fucking shot.
I believe in you.
I believe in you. Wait, I can re-roll this shit.
Yes, you can.
That's true. Finally.
But we don't need to!
Alright, so he says to you, he's like, alright, how about this? If you're so certain you're going to get out of here, when the time comes, you take me with you. Just make it happen. Tell him I'm like a secret Fodenhauer agent or some shit.
How about I give you one other option? You get double what I asked you for, and I'll make you the best shit that you can sell for 5 times the profit right here in this prison.
I'll make you a better offer. You can stay in prison but make money.
Well, he says, he's like, well, he's like, I'm not like the rest of you assholes. Like, you know, war ends and you got to get traded back to your government. I'm going to get thrown in some cell somewhere in a civil prison.
All right. Look, I'm joking, but seriously, I can make you the best shit this prison's ever saw. So I'll tell you what.
So here's what he says. Oh. He's like, all right, man, I didn't know you were in the business. I'll get you this shit. And he looks at it, he's like, you know, I'll get you these ingredients. But when you make whatever you're going to make out of it, I want to be there. I want to see how you operate.
All right, listen, number one, first, the fucking magician never reveals his magic tricks. Number two, I'm a field medic, all right? I'm not in the business, but I have my own needs and requirements as well.
Yeah.
Number three, all right? Okay, listen, I'll think about taking you. Obviously, it's not just my decision. This is a decision I make with my squad, but it might help, and you could be in better favor if, you know, if we might need something for getting out. Perhaps you can make that happen.
So what's on the list? What stuff do you need from him?
Besides, I don't know. I
some like chemicals to make stuff.
No, I mean, I don't know. Fucking Mr. Carrion might be like, you know, it could be like Guardians of the Galaxy. It's like, I need that power emitter. I need those wires. I need that guy's wooden leg.
What is it that he's getting for you? Like, what's on the list you give him? You don't have to give me like specific.
My list. Yeah. Oh, my list. Okay. It is Laz patches.
Yep.
And it's diametrophosphate. And it's Zine Locasin. And
five packs of cough syrup and a box of matches.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the last thing is literally cough syrup. Yeah.
It's like a big old thing, cough syrup. Yep. I get that scissor. Okay. Cool. So he's like, yeah, it might take me some time, but I'll look into it.
I got it. Well, I'll tell you what, while you're looking into it, I'll talk to the misters.
Okay. All right. So yeah, he goes to see if he can see what he can do. Where are you at, Mr. Loss?
Probably just like close to PK. But I guess not looking at her. I guess not acknowledging her. I just like in her vicinity, making sure she's all right. Because when you're a friend of PK's, first off, you never tell her that you're a friend of hers. And second off, this is how you do it.
Excellent. Okay.
This is how you're there for her.
So she's like in the bunk, just like doing push-ups, just doing push-ups and sit-ups and shit all day, and just like trying really hard to repress her feelings. Yeah, so she's mostly like just quiet, keeps herself, and like you're around.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, if there's like, is there any actual like workout equipment? Like,
no, this is a like holding cell, not a like you're going to be here forever kind of thing.
Yeah. If we ever, is there any outside?
You're only allowed outside for like an hour a day.
Well, is there? I mean, we have a bike now.
Yeah, that was really less a functional piece of exercise equipment and more of like a big fuck you to Mr. Sicarian, but yeah.
Okay.
Then he got the fuck you by making a shake.
That's right. I kill him with your broken fuck you. But yeah, she's very focused now. Like she's all that kind of like bravado and stuff seems to have been you know.
Okay. Well, I'm working out as well. I have like kind of a muscular physique. But if you ever actually fight me, like, I'm really not that strong. Because I mostly, like, focus on gains, you know, and, like, strength.
It's all for show, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Focus on gains.
Yeah. Mr. Loss is a show dog. Okay. Yeah, so I think that, like, you have some quality silent time together. But, yeah, she doesn't really, like, do anything. And your other grunt, SR... she's the one that seems like she's been kind of damaged by this, right? Like she's kind of like sitting by herself, like muttering and, feeling real fucked up.
I'm really used, just from my working life to this chain of command where like, I just don't really care about people past a certain point. So like PK is kind of like showing her worth, but you know, like this other person, like they can deal with it on their own for all I care.
She did miss every role in combat, so.
Yeah, so fuck that guy. Let's just blame it all on him.
Good idea.
Yeah, let's turn her in. Okay.
Her.
So, so the day goes by, night falls, and Mr. Sicarian, you wanted to stealthily wake up and try to assemble a weapon out of your...
Sure.
Out of your Excite Bike.
Yeah,
I love it.
All right. Well, let's get a stealth roll from you, just to like stay quiet and nobody notices you goofing around.
Okay, but I'm okay to fail this. Like, I could just pretend
to
fall off.
Yeah, I mean, if you fail this, you can. Yeah, exactly. You can probably cover for yourself.
I rolled a 4.
Okay. All right. So you're up, right? You wake up, and you're like looking at the bike, and a light comes on, like the light in the little cell block turns on suddenly. You know, everybody like kind of wakes up. There's a sudden bright light, and the speaker overhead just starts repeating like in Japanese, like "return to your bunk, return to your bunk." And like everybody else in the block like wakes up, and somebody shouts in Spanish from another block, like "shut the fuck up, go back to bed," like because nobody else can sleep, and it just keeps blaring this thing until you all like lie back down and are still. And then the light goes off.
Okay. Would you like me to make another stealth roll?
I don't know. Do you just get up again and just do it now? Or do you wait until like another day? Or
yeah, I can wait another day.
Okay. All right.
We're in prison, Adam. I can wait all the time I want. Yeah. All
right. So you go back to sleep. And the next day continues as usual. I think that after, after what happened, 2 days ago, people are feeling like a little like finicky. And one of the guards at the end of your meal is just walking up to the table where the five of you, the now five of you, are sitting.
Okay, I get up and walk towards him.
Yeah, yeah, same thing. He like
puts stab his hand him up. With my bike. Fuck the shank. It's the whole bike. Ah!
So he puts his hand up, and he says, he's like, "No, not you." And he points at you, Mr. Loss, and it's like, "You come with me."
He's like, as he does that, I say, "They all don't know anything. I have told you what I know. I know you're taking orders, but if he doesn't come back, I will make sure that we all die, but I will also make sure that you die."
I think he turns his helmet towards you, and he laughs, and he's like, "You are in no position to kill anyone, Mr. Sigarian.
You're a low-paid grunt following orders. I don't give a shit what you think."
And he turns back to you, Mr. Loss, and says, "Come with me, please."
I kind of just all of a sudden I kind of get this like mental snap, because up until now, you know, even after that guy's head came off, like I don't really care about that guy. It's just been like, yeah, we're in prison, it's like the movies, but now he's coming for me, and so I'm really trying to keep it together, you know, but I guess I just don't say anything. I just kind of blink and look at him and then slowly get up and go with him and then look back maybe for the last time.
Okay. Yeah. So you look back and and then you're led to that same room that I described before, the little like interrogation room that Sicarian was in. Same thing. Your hands are bound to the table, and he leaves. And an indeterminate amount of time passes before the door opens and this woman comes in, and she looks at you she says, "Would you like to get out of this place?"
Is it in English?
Yeah.
I actually just don't say anything.
Okay. She says, "Because all you need to do is tell us a few very simple things about where the troops are placed, ships you have in orbit, plans Fodenauer has for attacking the cities of this planet. If you can help me with this, you and your friends are free to go."
I still don't say anything.
She takes she reaches into her coat and she takes out a little like circular device with a lens on top, and she sets it down and she hits a button, and you see a hologram of yourself from some time ago, since before you joined Fotenhauer, and you're giving like an impassioned speech en français about I don't know, what is the speech about? It's something that you like appear to care a great deal about. What are you talking about?
I don't know. If I'm giving it en français, maybe it's about AI, Adam. Maybe it's about AI.
Yeah, are you pro or anti artificial intelligence?
Well, I was gonna say it after, but don't care at all. That script that I'm giving, that speech that I was giving, was definitely one of the ones that was completely written for me. Mm. And this is like I haven't even been to Cabral since I was like a couple of years old, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't even remember this having happened. Like, I'm like shocked, and I don't even recognize it's me at first.
Mm-hmm. So the speech finishes, and she hits a button, turns off the display, and she says, there are two of you. There is the man in this display who had a future. An eloquent man, someone who could build something for themselves. And there is you, a prisoner with misplaced loyalty. This war will end and we will win. But before that happens, many lives will be lost. If you tell me what I need to know, you can stop some of that bloodshed, save people, yourself, even.
If you can't recognize freedom or lack of freedom in that clip, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like saying we'll be free, this planet will be free. You don't know what you're talking about.
She shakes her head and she says, the war for this planet is not about freedom for the people that live here. It is about seizure of what is ours. I merely want this process to be swift, as painless as possible. Fodenhauer getting involved has slowed the timetable. And unless you can convince them to break their contract, all I ask is a few pieces of information, some numbers.
Where's that contact?
What's that?
No, I ask her, like, where's our, like, she's, I guess she's, and someone must have talked to Fodenhauer by now.
Oh, I mean, maybe. You could ask her that.
Yeah, I just ask her, like, where's our contact?
She says, no one has been contacted in your society. No one has called looking for you. As far as they know, you died in that ambush in the road.
Can I get, like, a flashback to whether we told them over comms or not?
Yeah, so you did get a message off to high command being like, we were ambushed and stuff happened. That happened at the mall thing.
Okay. Well, I mean, there was so much training and like there was so much that got me to becoming a mister that even if Fodenhauer, even if they hadn't contacted them yet, or even if they decided to never contact this person to free us, you know, I would understand that there's a reason behind that. So her saying this, it doesn't even nerve me. I just go back to not talking.
Okay. She, she waits. There's a silence in the room. And she says, do you want to die here?
Yes.
I just grin at her and I just like shrug my shoulders.
She shakes her head and she says, such a shame. And then she looks at the mirror and like nods her head and the door opens and two guards come in and they like undo the manacles and like roughly like pick you up and carry you out the opposite direction, like not back to the not back to the prison. You get dragged down a hallway and like thrown into a like tiny little cell that smells of mold and has no light. So when they close the door, the only light is just like a sliver of like white light coming from under the door.
Do I hear anything? Like, can
just,
I?
Just them walking away, just footsteps.
Okay. How much space do I have? Is it like a standing cell?
Yeah, you can't even really lie down. You can kind of like sit with your like legs pushed up against your chest, but you couldn't lie down.
Can I? I'm sure there's some kind of exercise I can do. I just started working out somehow.
Kegels, man. Always. You can always do kegels.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay. So meanwhile, Mr. Lost does not return. And I think PK, like this is maybe after the meal, you're like done your little walk around, you're back in your cell. And PK is like saying to you, Mr. Obscurian and Mr. Frazzi, like, the fuck are we gonna do? They're just gonna kill him.
Yep, it seems like they are going to eliminate us one at a time. So, we don't have a whole lot of options. It would seem that we're not having any backup. I guess it's time to start a riot.
She grins, and she's like, I mean, that's something. I could get behind that.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of options. I definitely did see that breaking, what was it called? Prison Break season 217, and that was only the 98th time that they did this to break out of the prison, but I don't have a more elegant plan. I haven't seen anything.
So we start a riot, and in the distraction, we get lost, and...
In the riot, the hope is that we overcome the guards and equip ourselves with equipment to get out of here. It seems that we're on our own. I'm not going to lie. We're all probably going to die. But I don't know what else to do. They're taking us back, asking us questions to answers we don't have. And when we don't give them the answers that we don't have, they cut our heads off.
Do you think they're going to do that to Lost?
I wish I could tell you otherwise, Mr. Fugazi, but... based off of the evidence that we have before us, it seems that if someone doesn't come back in the time that is typical when I was going back there with them, that means they're going to die. So unless other Fotenhauer units can perhaps come to our aid and respond to the call that we put out there
and stop us from all committing suicide or something like that.
I don't see what else we're going to do. I could make a tactics roll right now, though.
Well, I've chewed on it for 2 seconds. I've got an idea. Just want to throw it out there.
Let's hear it. I've got nothing else.
The one thing that would absolutely make sure they are not killing Mr. Lost this exact moment would be for one of us saying that we're ready to talk. Perhaps that's what you say. And meanwhile, we'll start the riot on this side, and we'll make it work.
I like it. I think that's our best options. Let's begin this plan tomorrow, though. I was given essentially a fuck you exercise bike that I'm going to turn into a fuck you exercise bike. That's what I'm going to do.
And by waiting till tomorrow, Mr. Lost will not die.
If they remain true to their timetables, it was, I believe, 2 days before they executed 2112 or 212 or what it was. Yes.
All right. Okay. All right.
So the next day, I think over breakfast, El Tigre comes back over to your table, and he's got his tray, and walks over and he's like, man, same shit every day. And he like drops it on the table in front of Mr. Fugazi. And he's like, I didn't think they could make these mashed potatoes any shittier, but there you go. And he like turns around in disgust and like, walks off.
I take a look at the, actually I just stuff, I don't even look. I just stuff it. Right.
Yeah. 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 This is like a big mound of mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Is there any, if there's any Jell-O, can you guys just eat it in honor of me? It is what Mr. Loss would have wanted.
Of course. So I take out what I need to, and I put it away, assuming that's what it is.
Yeah. It's your package.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Can I go back to my cell?
Yeah. After you eat, you're all taken back to your cell area.
Okay. I immediately, I want to look at what I got. Did I get what I asked for?
Yes. Yeah. He got you the things you were looking for.
Okay. So I guess I want to talk to Sakarian real quick. Sakarian, you know, just going over this plan in my head. I got my hands on some items. It opens up a few additional, you know, possibilities. So what kind of riot, what kind of distraction do you actually want?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, the more ruckus, better. I'm envisioning total collapse of their entire society, essentially, and hopefully near cannibalistic activity from the inmates. We, of course, as military individuals, will seek more strategical ways to arm ourselves and leave the premises. But if all these people could just absolutely rip apart and dismember all of these Japanese people, that would be fantastic.
So I got my hands on some stuff. I think I could use it to help our distraction situation. But I also think, well, let's just say I could make a number of things, but specifically I felt like something that could make sure that we stay alive would probably be important. Perhaps I might be able to make you something that you could take with you to the room. Something sure. That would, say, temporarily knock someone out for a time.
It could probably come of use of that, yes. How would it be delivered?
Easy to conceal. You just got to be able to stab the shit out of them, just poke the shit out of them and make sure that shit gets in there. Takes about, well, it depends on how good I make it, on how long it'll take to kick in and how long it'll last.
This could help. I'm going to be building myself a shank tonight, and I plan on using it to hopefully penetrate into the carotid artery for everyone that I can encounter.
But I don't want you to use this and then fucking stab them. All right, there's like a non-lethal way to get what you stab if you feel like you're gonna die. This is hopefully your non-lethal way to get to the point where then you start stabbing people to get out. Please do not use this. Have them knock out and then stab them. Mrs. Sakarian, it's a waste of this. Whatever you do, don't combine them together. Yes. I know you can kill with the shank. It also does. Anyway, I'm gonna make that before you go.
Okay, very good.
As far as a distraction or riot, I'm going to talk to Squirrel. I'll find out what the best.
Yes, I believe he's called El Tigre, but
that's right. He's a squirrely dude who's called the Tiger.
All right, look, you can call him Squirrel. I call him the Squirrel. All right,
yeah, fair enough.
I just call it as I see it.
Yeah,
that's what I've always liked about you.
El Tigre, Squirrel, fucking same thing.
Just because I'm curious. Let's see here. El Ardia.
El Ardia. Yep. Practically the same letters. All right. So yes, I would like to make this little, like, you know, I would say knockout.
Okay. So you have enough
sticker.
You have enough stuff for like a limited amount of batches of things. Of
different stuff. I asked for like 5 last patch, so I was hoping. Yeah. You know, I mean, I guess
each one can be the basis of a different kind of drug.
Right.
Okay. Unless you, I don't know, maybe unless you fail.
Right.
You're all going to use up like an extra one. Okay. So what do you want to make?
So I want to make some sort of like, this would knock him, right? Like instead of it, and it heals you, it's like it knocks you out. And
yeah.
Basically a sedative that, depending on the success or fail, is how long it lasts and how quickly it takes to...
Yeah, like side effects. And
yeah.
Okay, yeah. So go ahead and make a medicine roll.
All right. Ten.
My bad. Okay, yeah. You make a dose of the knockout stuff.
Great. I give that to Mrs. Carrion.
Okay.
I show him the best way to like conceal it. I show him like the best way if you know. And I just say all it has to do is break the skin. I think I made this pretty good, so it shouldn't take too long to kick in. But don't be surprised they don't drop right away.
Got it. Is it a chemical or is it a powder?
It's like imagine it'd be like
a nicotine patch.
Yeah.
Cool. Patches.
Patch. In this case, it's like a patch. It's got a little like puncture the skin. It's all.
I like it.
So what, do you want to make anything else with your kit?
So I want to talk to the squirrel first.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. So you guys are out in the yard walking around. It's like kind of rainy. So everybody's like a little miserable. Walk trudging around in the mud, and he comes up to you and he's like, so you enjoy those mashed potatoes?
Yeah, man, thank you for that. I do owe you, and actually with that I come with good news. So Sicarian says it's time, and if he says it's time, it means it's fucking time, and that means we don't have much time. Now I don't need much from you. I think we got it covered, but what I do need is 62 days of experience that you have in this, 63 in this jail. We need a distraction, and that's you and I's job. And we do this and we get things done right. Sicarian will come. Undoubtedly, he'll find some fucking weapon that'll picked off some guy or somehow broken the armory and got. And I guarantee we'll get out of there and he'll have Mr. Loss with him. And we'll all go. Be on our happy way. I'll fucking pay you back and we'll be square. So my question to you is, how do we make this happen? How do we start a riot?
He's like, well, most of the guys in here, they're, you know, they're military, right? And they're the enemy, and we give them an opportunity, they're gonna fight, right? It doesn't even have to be a riot. It's not gonna be us fighting each other. It's gonna be us versus the guards. That's so if we can distract the guards long enough, get everybody riled up, I can spread the word. You know, maybe people are about ready to try to bust out of this place.
Well, the word is we're going to do this tomorrow. And we have to coordinate it with Miss Sicarian going in, and he's basically going to tell them that he's ready to talk. Yeah. When he goes, when they take him, that's when we have to make our move, because undoubtedly it'll take us a little bit of time. We can't have any fucking pansy-ass little bitch riot fucking trying to smoke up here. We got to have a full-fledged fucking forest fire riot happening up in this motherfucker.
Yeah. He's like nodding enthusiastically as you're talking, and he's like, yeah. Well, all right, man, before I got put in here, I was working on some shit, and it wasn't going great for the purpose I was trying to make it for, but man, that shit would blow the fuck up. And I think, and he like kind of goes over and says, he's like, I think with the shit you got, some stuff in my stash, I could probably mix up a batch of it. Big loud explosion, lots of smoke. it's not gonna blow a wall down or nothing, but
you need, and you need, you need some of the stuff you got me.
He's like, yeah, just a little.
All right. What it, well, in terms of quantity, what am I, 1 unit, 2 units?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
What? What is it?
It would probably take up one of your, like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would be, have 3 more things I can make. I'm going to put, prison drugs 3.
Okay.
Okay. I'm down with that. I'm like, that sounds like a fucking great idea.
All right. So we get a little like montage of the two of you like hiding in, you know, El Tigre's little like bunk area.
You know, and what? In fact, Hector has some marbles. I want you to get those from Hector. I want to create the illusion of shrapnel. We could say the guards are shooting at us. Fucking perfect.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So he's like mixing some stuff up, and he's got like some like powder that he's like, you know, chopping up with the like flat edge of a piece of linoleum. He like scoops it up in this like little like plastic bag, and he like shakes it. He shakes these little like crystals in the bag, and he's like, check this out, look. And it's like all gray, right? And he like shakes it and it like turns blue. He's like, yeah, that's how you know it's working. He's like, I tried to huff some of this stuff once. I was on my ass for a week. Stay away from it.
El Tigre.
And he's like, but for our purposes, and he like pours a handful of marbles into the bag and like seals the bag back up. He's like, I think this will do the trick.
You're going to have to teach me that one sometime. Maybe we can, maybe I said no magicians share their secrets, but I didn't say we couldn't fucking trade. So let's consider that.
Yeah. He's like, all right, man, you just get me out of here and we'll talk. I guess, what do you want him to do with it? Right? He's got this little like prison claymore. Do you want him to plant it somewhere and have it like go off, or like,
all is right, it, what day is it? What day of the week is it?
Oh, I mean, that's a complicated question because the planet's a different size. The weeks are longer.
All right. Well, I mean, can you?
It's the local equivalent of Tuesday.
Okay. Local equivalent of Tuesday. All right. So let's see. It's the local equivalent of Tuesday today, which means that tomorrow it'll be Wednesday. If I'm not mistaken, that's actually the only day that they have yard bingo. And that means a huge collection of badass will just be around. So perhaps we put the explosion close enough to there that some dudes are going to get hurt, but not so close that we're going to kill a bunch of guys. That will give us the chance to blame what's happening on the guards, and we fight.
Dude, remember he said they're all military. You don't need to hurt the inmates. They're all going to fight the guards.
All right, well then position it to hurt some fucking inmates.
Yeah, no, the guards.
Guards. Damn it. I mean, guards.
Shit. You're a little dizzy from the fumes.
It's, yeah, you weren't lying.
What is this shit?
Shit's fucking me up. Yeah, he's like, no, we'll make a big noise. And yeah, we'll see what we can do. Maybe we'll get one of the guards in on getting hurt. And cool. All right. Well, I mean, you just tell me when.
Well, there's a guard that calls the balls, and there's a guard that does the little wheel thing, and then there's the guard that verifies the cards. You get it behind that stage. Take out all three of these guards.
For some reason, it's like a harsh dystopian future prison, but this one day a week, you get to have prison bingo.
That's why it was important to know what day of the week it was.
Oh, no, it's good. I like that. Okay, cool. So this happens, and so he'll get ready for tomorrow for prison bingo day. So Karen, did you have anything you wanted to do?
Oh yeah.
All right. So what are you gonna do?
I must build a shank.
All right. So that night you're gonna try to make something sharp and killer out of your bicycle. Okay. All right. So go ahead and make that stealth roll. Let's see if you can.
There you go.
All right. So you wake up in the middle of the night and you manage to like break off a piece of this plastic like a bike, and then over the course of the rest of the evening, just like quietly scraping the edge of it on the floor, sharpening it into a beautiful plastic sword.
In fairness, since it is a plastic knife, it's probably a 1, maybe 2 time use. Yeah. Thing, not like a, this is now a blade. It's
definitely. Yeah.
I mean, these are 3D printers of the future, bro.
Are you sure about that?
You
know what, Marcus? Out of fairness and what you said, you're right. It's actually a full-on, let's just call it a
This is a Tech 5 planet, man. Use the shit out of that, bro. This shit's tougher than fucking anything on the fucking anywhere.
Forging yourself your own mono blade.
How about can I make a luck roll for a second, Shank?
We'll make a luck roll every time you use it, and when you fail the luck roll, it'll break.
All right. That's fair enough.
Yeah. All right, so you make yourself a little fuck you bicycle prison shank, and slip it away into your jumpsuit when you go to bed. Mm-hmm. And when we come back in on the morning, it's Mr. Lost jammed in this little like cell, and Mr. Lost, the door is opened. And then, like, a bright light, shines in your face. And you're, like, pulled to your feet. You've been, like, crouching for 2 days trying to keep your body limber. But your legs are, like, a little asleep. And, yeah, these two guards yank you to their feet. And you're taken to a room. And on one side of the room, there's a tripod with a camera on it. And across from that, there is a... like a white mat on the floor with a grate in front of it. And your hands are shackled behind your back and you're like pushed down onto your knees. And then a bright light comes on and shines in your face. So you kind of lose track of who else is in the room. You can hear several voices speaking in Japanese, like quietly though.
The grate, like a sewer grate kind of thing.
Well, like just like a little, like, you know, shower grate kind of. Yeah, you would not be able to like get down in it. Around the edge of it, there's like some like blood kind of like crusted in the screws of the grate.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, just making sure, you know, if my head came off, that's where my blood would go.
Your blood goes. That's where my blood would go. Yeah, yeah. They actually play you a video explaining everything that's going to happen. There's a little mascot. It's adorable. So the woman. The commander of the facility, you can't see her, but you hear her. She's speaking from the other side of the camera. And she says to you, I will give you one last opportunity to capitulate. Are you willing to cooperate with us or not?
And so this isn't the room in front of the eating hall.
I mean, you don't know where it is. You're somewhere in the prison.
Oh, so when that thing happened in the eating hall or the mass or whatever.
Yeah.
Were we being shown that on a monitor?
Yeah, you're showing on the video screen.
Oh. I see.
Yeah.
Let me like briefly look at my skills. Any of them will help me though. Get out of prison card. Do I get the impression that she understands French?
I don't know. You could speak French to her and see what happens.
Maybe I say like, are you sure here in French? Est-ce que tu...
Où est la bibliothèque?
On.
Yeah, she doesn't respond. She doesn't seem to understand. And actually she takes that as a like, you're saying no. And she says, how unfortunate. Well, perhaps your friends will be more cooperative. And you hear a click. And outside in the mess hall, the screens all flicker and change. And you can see Mr. Lost in the same position the 2112 was. And PK, like kind of under breath, she's like, fuck. And she looks at you, Mr. Sakarian. So El Tigre's set up the bomb or whatever to go off whenever you give him the signal. And you have your prison katana ready for use. And I think that one of the guards walks over to the table once this comes on And he walks over to the table and looks at you, Sicarian, and he says, will you speak to save his life?
I look him in the eye, and I say, absolutely. I'd love to tell you everything I know.
And I think he kind of like looks around like a little like, what? Okay, well, you must like this one better. And he puts his like wrist up to his helmet, and he says, hold on. And I think you in the other room, you hear like a crackle of a radio, Mr. Lawson. Someone says something quickly in Japanese. And then they, like, no one says anything or does anything. Like, you're still alive. And then the video screens like flicker off. And the room starts to clear because the guards are like, okay, everybody, time for bingo. Get up. Let's go. And they start like ushering everybody out into the yard for
cyber bingo.
Cyber get the prison fuck out. Bingo. Get the fuck out. And the guard takes you and he's like, he says, you know the way, and gives you a little push.
I look back at the table and say, I should be back in 30 minutes. Or if you see our friend on the screen alive or me, that's also good. Okay. And I look at the guard and say, you'll have to forgive me. I know the way, but just as a forewarning, I've never ratted out Fotenhauer before. And this is Sicarian's, this is the beginning stages of his fake, you know, his fake personality.
Yeah.
He's like, I actually get hives when I'm nervous, so just be aware of that. It's very painful for me.
Yeah, and as you're walking, I think you can sense sort of a smugness in his like attitude, and he says, don't worry, Mr. Sicarian. I am sure that when you are ejected from your society, you will find another job, one more suitable to cowards like you. And it gives you a shove.
Oh, I appreciate that, very powerful guard man.
So you are led to the door that leads into the little interrogation chamber, and he, you know, runs the, like, he puts his little wrist controller up to the door, and it clicks open, and he gives you a little push inside, and he says, sit down.
I sit.
Okay. And so he walks over and he like leans over to put the like manacles on you.
Is it just him and I in the room?
Yes. I mean, somebody might be looking through the mirrored glass, but he's the only person in the room with you.
Okay. So what I would say then is I allow him to manacle me, but, you know, I have one of those pouches in my hand is what I would say.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So he leans over and like puts them on your wrist.
Yeah.
And he says, he stands up and you're like, you're attached to the table. And he says, if you behave yourself, maybe you will save both your friend and enough time to catch the end of bingo. And he like turns around and, starts to walk out.
Yeah. I don't see anything.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Lost, The woman seems to have left the room, right? The guards are like quiet. They're not really talking amongst each other. And she seems to have been like called away.
And so I'm bounded.
Yeah, you're just sitting here with your like, your wrists behind your back.
And how many guards are there?
You can't tell because you get this like blinding light in your face, like at least two. You can sense, you know how that like, you can kind of feel like when someone's standing near you, someone is standing behind you. But you can't really figure the rest of the people in the room.
I like lean forward with my upper body and I like put my head on the table. And because I haven't slept for a while, you know, or like I've been getting awful sleep.
Okay.
I just like close my eyes.
And, like, so it looks like you're kind of like passing out because you're like leaning forward and the person behind you reaches down and grabs you on the shoulder and like pulls you back up. And as he stands, you feel the hilt of his katana like bump against your ribs.
Mm-hmm. Or what you hope is the katana, right?
Yes, we
do hope.
I mean, I guess we could hope that. So out in the bingo yard, Fugazi, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, with Sakarian on his way. I find Squirrel and I'm like, I'm gonna let him know Sakarian's going. Like, let's do this.
Okay. All right. So he's like, yeah, all right, just give me a few seconds. And he's like, I'll be over there. You give me the high sign when it's time.
All right.
What's the signal? How am I gonna know you want me to blow this thing?
And that's when like it comes wafting to your head. You're like, oh, he said 30 minutes, or like when the screen shows your friend alive.
I'm gonna give him the signal, Sakarian. Fuck.
This is the part of the movie where even though we just saw the scene 10 minutes ago, we get the voiceover again. Like, I know.
It's not supposed minutes. To be that high all the time.
Wait 30 minutes.
Oh my god, it was a hint.
Riot just starts off, I'm stapled to the table.
As he's walking off and like there's the background, I'm like, by the way, you might have to wait like 30 minutes or so because of course I gotta wait for the signal, but yeah.
And he's like, it's a cool man, and he like holds up, he's like three bingo cards. He's like, I'm gonna win a bingo today. And he shuffles on over and sits down by himself and like spreads out the cards, he gets his little bingo dabber thing, and he's like waiting for the guard to call the first number. And I think we get like a close-up shot of the little like barrel rolling around, the little like numbers and letters tumbling around in the cage. And we cut back to Mr. Sakarian, and the commander comes into the room, and she looks annoyed. And the first thing she says to you is, "You had better be serious about this. You've changed your mind."
Well, when you begin to chop off the heads of my friends, I become very serious. Yes.
She nods. She says, good. I am sorry it took us to this point before you changed your mind.
I am too.
And and she walks over and she sits down for the first time, sits down across from you, and takes out a data pad and a stylus. Mm-hmm. And she says, let's begin with the ships in orbit. And she starts to ask you questions.
When she says that, I say, look, I've never done this before. My body's reacting poorly. I'm going to tell you a few things, but I am going to need things in return. Otherwise, we're as good as dead anyways, so you can chop his head off, my head, all of our heads. But I'm going to tell you a couple of things, and then I need you... You can have a guard or two in here, whatever. I need my hands released so that I can itch. I have hives in my body right now.
She kind of like raises an eyebrow at you. Why don't you make a...
It's embarrassing to admit this.
Make a persuade roll. Let's see.
Oh, my God. The itchy bum persuade roll.
Yeah, man.
I got hives on my bum.
It's a known thing. He has snitches hives. It's a thing.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Are you kidding me?
So she says, she's like, you tell me what I need to know, and you can, then you can be free to scratch whatever you need to scratch, Mr. Sakari.
I appreciate that. The amount of ships that we have in orbit, and I forgot their names, Adam. What are the names of our battlecruiser class ships or whatever it was? The Harridan, what was that called?
Oh, I mean, the Harridan's Heart is like one of like a number of ships.
Correct. That's why I'm asking, what's the classification of the ship, not the name of the ship?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember which.
I would just say there's three battlecruiser ships in orbit. They have.
Yeah, and you start giving off like numbers. Okay, good. So she's making notes. And I think that this goes on for a while, and we cut back to like, you know.
I'm ticking time in my head, so if we're at like.
Yeah, exactly. So LT Gray looking like uncomfortable and like waiting, and Mr. Loss like, you know, like kind of fading in and out of consciousness. And we come back to you, and yeah, it's about time. You figure it's been about 30 minutes.
I'm making a show of it because my hands are on the table, but I'm like scratching the top of my head. I'm like, look. There's more to tell you, but you need to give me some sign of faith. Give me your end of the deal, please.
And yeah, she looks at you and she says, fine, but I have to warn you, there are guards posted in the hallway and in that room. And if you make any sudden moves, they will kill you, and then your friends will die.
If I make any sudden moves, people will die. This is not news to me. I understand.
So she stands up, and she calls a guard in, and the guard comes over, and it's that same guy.
Yeah.
He undoes the manacles, and he kind of smirks at you. You can see he's actually got his helmet off now, and smirks at you, and he's like, he's like, go ahead, you animal.
Oh, and I'm just like, thank you so much, please. And I reach out my hand to shake his hand.
And he scowls at you like, that's disgusting. Like, why would he touch you?
And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And then I'm going to slap him in the face. Now he's wearing it, right? So I slap him in the shoulder or chest or whatever, but I push the pin into his
body. Okay. All right. So, yeah. So you go to slap him. And I feel like if we're gonna do it to YouTube, we're gonna do it here. So
yeah,
we'll pick up at the beginning of the riot next session.
Okay.
So, let's do some shoutouts. Let's do it.
Awesome.
Cool. Well, good session, guys. I'm excited. So this whole prison situation, I didn't have any of this shit prepped, right? I was just like,
yes.
You surrendered. Okay, cool. You're way smarter than most PCs are. So good stuff. So on the break, I've just been like taking notes, fucking making shit up. So thank you for that. Thanks for keeping me on my toes today.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
See, it's a funny game because the way you were directing it, I was like, he's making it very clear. We have to surrender. We're in the middle.
No.
Has explosives. There's no.
Honestly, dude, at the point when I said you could probably jump on top of it, I was just waiting for the old Sicarian, like, I just run and jump on top of it. But, like, you probably also would have gotten pretty fucked up in the process. So,
yeah,
so smart.
Yeah, move. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought Adam was hinting towards it, too, at one point.
No.
This isn't like Adam.
So, so I guess we'll see how the prison break plays out next time. Jeff, why don't you start us off for shoutouts tonight?
Thank you everyone for tuning in. Thank you guys for doing the show. It's really fun. And JP for producing, guys. He's there the whole time producing that thing on stream all day. So shout out to JP, of course, facilitating this. I am home for quite a while. I actually don't have any travel until the end of June. I have jury duty on the 15th, which I'm super excited about. Other than that, I'll be streaming StarCraft, some Overwatch. I'll eventually get into that. Total War, Warhammer, that's In Control TV on Twitch. And, some Warhammers 40K sporadically in there as well. If you follow me on Instagram, In Control TV, I post pictures, all that stuff. If you've heard it all before, just do me the favor of clicking those buttons and following me on my journey through the gaming world, guys. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeff. Wheat.
Thank you guys so much. I'm really enjoying, I'm actually really enjoying stories. It's fun to create a new character. And I think these three are quite interesting together. So definitely curious where the hell this is all going. For me this week, I'm going to join JP and Zeke and Co. on Drop Frames on Wednesday for the E3 sort of pre-3 show, I think, as JP has put it. So check that out. I believe it is right here on this channel at 5 p.m. EST. Of course, you could check the Twitters and people will know. Other than that, we'll see you next week during E3.
Awesome stuff. And last but not least, Caitlin, our Mr. Lost.
Yeah, thanks everyone so much for watching. Big shout out to Wheat and Jeff for coming up with that plan.
No, it's actually all Wheat, by the way. I was just gonna literally just kill everyone.
Well, you know what? A shank from a bike. Who would have thought? Who would have?
Yeah, that's true. I do have a mind for prison.
So yeah, I mean, I guess I'm gonna stream right now for like an hour. So it's like 12:17 a.m. So if you wanna see me. I'm way too tired to think of anything. Any other way to kill Vamp, I'm sticking to it like what I said at the start. If you want to see me kill Vamp over and over and over again, that's not going to work. I will be doing that for the next hour at twitch.tv/Caitlin. So, yeah.
Hour 9 of killing Vamp. He keeps coming back. This can't be it.
Awesome. Thanks, Caitlin.
Still no spoilers.
So as for me, I am your space master, Adam Coble. You can find me on Twitter at SkinnyGhost, twitch.tv/AdamCoble. I'm playing Persona 4 Golden right now and hopefully not forever. I will be back hopefully this weekend for more of the Balance of Power. We're going to do some light side, I hope. So keep an eye out for that. And like we'd said, for all your E3 good times, make sure you throw JP a follow if you're not already following. You can catch back episodes of this on JP's YouTube. And as always, I've put up a Q&A thread on Reddit if you have questions about things like making a shank out of a bicycle. Start up our own WikiHow. It'll be great. So go check that out. And we will see you next time for more of the Swan Song stories. Thanks for coming, everybody. Thanks to JP for hosting us. We will see you on the flip side. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.